Now, I again am suggesting on this call right now something concrete. I have recommended 4 motions to present to this board. I'm asking the endorsement of this committee. It's in the CFO report. Some of you haven't read it. I think that I'd be happy to begin before the board meeting when people can look over 4 concrete recommendations that I took the time to put in that document. So I'm asking endorsement of the 4 recommendations that I have identified.
Did you read them?
Yeah, let me read them. Where is it? Just a second. Here they are. They're important, and I'd like to see us. Recommendation number 1.
Oh, please.
On the length of committee meetings, not just NFC, but all committee meetings. The no P&B committee shall exceed committee meetings shall exceed 3 hours. Without at least 75% of committee members agreeing to do so.
That's a special rule of order. I'm not sure it can be entertained, but go ahead.
It's part of our process, and we can do it ourselves. No meeting shall exceed 4 hours without at least 80% of sitting members agree to do so. I think that's reasonable, and change the percentages, but I think we need to deal with the problem of the length of these meetings and not just wring our hands and say, God, isn't it awful? We're here to act, not to discuss.
Point of order, can the member just read the motions? Because these meetings are long because the member talks a long time and doesn't get to the motion. So if you could read the 4 motions, then we could be off. Then we could actually discuss them if you're actually bringing them.
Okay, thank you, Patty. I'll sustain that. Lonnie, why don't you read
them? I'm going to read them. Second recommendation. We've discussed ad infinitum, the definition of what the one-month surplus is. I'm offering a definition for review discussion. Here it is. Each year, each unit shall budget 1 month working capital so as to be able to pay expenses for the following month of October. Working capital excludes savings and other reserves earned from other years. Example, each unit shall have on hand at September 30th each year 1 month's expenses to pay October bills. Borrowing from prior year savings shall require board approval via the budgeting and or the budget revision process. That would be recommendation number 2. Moving on, the other ones that I think are critical is around, you've seen the ones on the budget. We passed through those in the Finance Committee, so I won't go through those.
Are they the motion, pardon me, are they the one of four motions? I don't see them here.
Well, the first motions appear, Patty, on page 5, going over, first one's on page 5, and there are just 2 there. And then after the station analysis, I suggest other motions, and they are on page 9. I'll read those. Recommendation number 1, each board member shall affirm that no item in the budget will or may benefit the member financially, directly, or indirectly. And further, that any member who may potentially gain materially from items in this budget must disclose the potential conflict of interest and recuse themselves from voting on the proposed budget. That's consistent with our bylaws, a conflict of language that's in our bylaws. Recommendation number 2, each staff member, volunteer, and board member voluntarily review and sign the payola affidavit and the payola declaration currently circulated by the interim executive director, and that such affidavit and declaration be considered an integral part of the budget review process. Each station may be required to report out to the board the extent of compliance among the staff members and board members. Number 3, each committee of the board shall submit, I had November 15th, that's not a realistic date given the delay in the board meeting, a plan of action for the fiscal year to the board of directors with measurable goals attached. Each plan shall identify the work plan for the committee and shall reflect board policy mandates. I'm making a recommendation for every committee. Number four, resolved, and this is the last one, that the board form a fundraising committee for the fiscal year and that the committee be instructed to create a capital campaign plan working with the stations and the national office to raise no less than $500,000 in fiscal 2006. Those are the ones that are in my CFO report. And I would love to have the Finance Committee endorse those with any changes they'd like to make. But I think those are critical and important to get us to the step of producing policy and making recommendations in critical areas. Anyway, that's it.
Are we going to consider these motions as motions before the committee at the moment as a group, or shall we continue to discuss the issues of goals and table consideration of these specific motions until we've done more? What's the will of the group? And then I have a stack that has Patty and Teresa, and I'd like to get on that too.
I would also, please.
Okay, I'll put...
Move the table.
Until when?
Lonnie, do you want to pick one that you'd really like? I mean,
I can do that. I can prioritize.
Lonnie, before you do that, though, you had wanted a discussion of one issue, which is the goals of this committee for the year, and now it seems like we've got a panoply of things before us.
Right.
That aren't related to our agenda item, so I'm not clear that all of those, some of them may be, writing each one of them down. Some of them may be in order for this agenda item, but I'm not sure they all are. I really think that if we're going to get what you want, it may make more sense to try and pursue some of those issues. But what do you want to do? Do you want to put forward a motion?
Oh.
Or do you want to continue discussion on the question of goals?
Well, I have a motion to table on the table right now. I would motion to table it until...
Okay, so motion to table it until when?
Until the next phone finance committee meeting.
Okay, so that's not subject to debate. Do you want to call the roll, Casey?
We don't have a date for the next finance committee, do we?
No, it'll take a date when we set that date. Casey, can you call the roll?
Gatewood?
Abstain.
I haven't made the motion.
Right.
So there's no motion to table.
Oh, okay. So I misunderstood. So you haven't made any motion.
What I said was that I had placed the recommendation in my CFO report and asked for the endorsement of the committee, but I hadn't made a motion.
Well, I interpreted that as asking for a motion.
Oh, I'm inviting discussion, and I said.
Okay, great. Then let's not worry about it.
So the minutes should reflect that the motion to table is out of order?
Out of order because
right.
There's no
Thank
motion
you.
To endorse. It was a suggestion
right.
and for discussion. So
Thank
then we
you.
Have Patty, Teresa, myself, and Casey.
And also they asked me to prioritize. I'm prepared to do that, too.
Okay. Thank you. Patty.
Thank you. Well, okay. You know, like the whole back of my neck is really hot right now. And I really, sitting here, not only the dissident faction on this finance committee, but other members of the committee also have problems with the reports that we're getting, and they're not in a timely manner. Right? It's not just the dissident faction on this finance committee. It's almost everybody. So I think that if we are going to discuss procedures and policies and problems with the finance committee and the finances, and if people have problems that the finances are not being given in an orderly fashion or in a readable fashion, and they come from the national office, then a criticism just might be in order. And I am appalled. The finance committee, except for one member, is unpaid, works for free.
And one member is charged by the foundation to do certain things that is ordered by the committee and the board. So I don't understand why we are being chastised by a member of the committee when the things we've asked from the member and the national office, who we are overseers of them and the boss, get this kind of attitude back. And even just looking at this latest motion that this board, this unpaid board, is to now supposed to go find $500,000 when we have a development director, right? So I don't understand this. It looks to me like everything that's wrong is being, not that is wrong in the, that we're having problems with, is not to be discussed. That we're supposed to now go find new things to keep us busy.
Well, I'd like to get on the stack.
This is very, my whole back of my neck is hot, right? And I think that it's time that, you know, that just as the ED is, if there's a problem with people aren't signing their papers, then Teresa is right. You want your check, do this job. That's what this problem in this whole foundation is. You want your check, you do your job. And this isn't what's happening. This is everything. Nobody's, you know, doing. If we've asked in the April, we even changed six of the motions for the CFO, because he didn't like the quarterly reports were monthly and all this stuff. I could read them. I'm not going to waste my time. April, you can all check your minutes. Right? And we still, we're not even getting those after we fixed them. I am unpaid. We have overseeing over the national office and their jobs. Right? And what I expect, I guess maybe call me crazy, is the reports on time in a readable fashion. And I'm not the only one. I am a dissident faction member of the board, but I'm not the only one. So perhaps if we had all those readable documents and we got them on time and there was still problems, then we could discuss those. But until we get our documents in a readable fashion on time, I think that's the basis that this finance committee can do its job of overseeing what's going on in our finances in the foundation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next, I have Teresa.
Okay. I remembered what it was that I wanted to say, and that is, Lonnie, we did pass policy when you wanted us, and it's, I don't know whether it was Casey or Jane that suggested earlier, if staff has a suggestion as to policy and presents it to us, we can move with it. You said that every new expenditure needs to be linked with its source. We passed that policy, did we not?
Yes, I'm grateful for that.
And are we making headway on that?
Yes, I think.
Hey.
Yes, that is true, Teresa. You're absolutely right. We are. That has been very helpful to me, and I think to the network too.
Right. Can we concentrate, perhaps, Lonnie, on things that are to our mutual benefit rather than attacking? Can you find some of what you think you need, prioritize it, and put it in a direct it to us as if it's to our mutual benefit, because we're working on this together. And I have to say, it's not just the dissidents. Patty's right. You know, we're all concerned, not just you. We're all concerned. We all have concerns.
Yes, we do.
So let's prioritize it, and let's find some things that we can work on mutually, as if we're not attacking people and casting blame, okay? Let's just make some headway from here. Thank you.
Okay, I'm next, and then I have Casey and Jane. Lonnie, when you were talking about goals, I'm not going to address all of what you put forward. I think some of those are already in bylaws. Some of them may conflict with bylaws. Some of them aren't our purview and so forth. There may be some ones in there. But I think really some of the key stuff like this surplus policy, just as a technical point, if you have to have it as working capital at the end of the year, but you can't use anything from prior years in your current year, then I don't quite understand how you could use that working capital once the fiscal year rolled over. That's just a technical point. And another technical point is you said the use of prior year's monies is subject to board approval. It already is. That's part of the budget approval process. The PMB has to approve the inclusion of those funds in the budget.
I'm aware. I just want to have it as a motion.
Okay, I understand. But let's get down to the real sort of, the substantive thing of these questions like how are we going to use station surpluses and how are we going to grow the various units and the rest of that. I think one of our problems comes, totally aside from all this other stuff, when there's a difference of opinion. And very often when, for example, if the board majority or the committee majority disagrees with you on the direction, I think what happens is that's where the wheels tend to come off. And so I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. For example, I'll just be frank. I don't think as CFO that you're the person responsible for planning for certain aspects of organizational development. Maybe you've stepped into that breach in the absence of a permanent ED or whatnot. But ultimately, the reason I read that CFO thing is I do think that part of your actual role in the foundation is as a sort of assistant ED. And maybe that's what everybody, that's okay with everybody. But it comes to be a problem when you have one vision and we have a different one. I think that's where all the tanglefoot happens. And so I'm hoping that you can talk about what we're going to do if, for example, our vision was an investment, much greater investments in, bottom-up types of things, which is, a challenge to, I won't belabor the point. I want to hear what you have to think about how we deal with those differences, because I think if we deal with that, we'll be able to get to the substantive points quicker. Next is Casey.
Thank you. Am I on?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Can't tell if I'm muted. Kind of partway into this call, I was almost getting a little bit optimistic because I felt like everybody agrees that there are issues with how the committee functions. We want to improve that. And in order to improve our functioning, we need some goals and we need some process. But Lonnie, I have to tell you, when I heard your response, I just felt so sad because basically your only response to everyone's input was that this was a litany of what was wrong with the CFO in the national office. And I certainly didn't hear it that way. And I hope that you'll take some time to kind of look back and listen. I know that you're so busy, but listen to what your response, because it was just so defensive. And I really believe that everybody on this committee wants to work well. We want to work together, and we have the best interests of the foundation in mind. And that when you take any kind of suggestion as an attack or a criticism of you, we're not going to get anywhere. And I don't think that anybody here meant it that way. Now, I certainly understand the tenor of some comments would make you defensive. I don't see how it couldn't.
You say angry?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see how it wouldn't. And I'm trying to take all of that into account as well. But to understand that we're all trying to work toward the same goal, and that if we are clear about our roles and our responsibilities, which are different, your role as a staff person is different than ours as committee members, and that discussing that and coming to some agreement and coming to some conclusions, even on paper, will not be an attack. It may be uncomfortable at times, but it will help us to move forward in the future. And that when we're talking about the kinds of things that we need in order to help us move forward, that has to do with formatting of reports so that we all are on the same page, that has to do with what we expect and when we expect it, and that those are come, those conclusions and our expectations are come to collectively, that you're helping us to help you. And so that if we could all just kind of put what's happened in the past behind us, loosen up a little bit and say, okay, we understand there are some issues here. Please listen with an open mind to why we can't get move forward with some of the pieces of paper that we have in the ways that they've been presented. And if you would help us by changing the way they're presented and using similar terms in the same way every time so that we all understand what those terms mean, so that we all understand what the definitions are of each of the line items in the budget. Those kinds of things will help us move forward. And it'll take some time, but we've all kind of got to let some things go and just come to this openly.
Well, thank you, Casey. I hear your point.
Lonnie, I've got Jane next. Ben, would you like to be on the stack?
Well, I want to be on the stack. Otherwise, I'm going to have to sit here and listen to seven other people.
Right, but I guess this is a conversation, to my understanding, within the committee about what the committee thinks we need to do.
That wasn't the tenor of that comment.
I understand.
Bring me advice on how not to be defensive.
Okay, well, we'll
hold on just a second. Because what I want to say is not. It's a yes. I am happy to work on the issues that the committee are essential to understanding the financials. Happy to deal with issues that you feel or the committee feels or whatever.
Point of order, please. Can we stay in the stack?
You are out of order. If I can finish my thought.
No, I'm point of order. Are we on a stack or are we having a conversation?
I opted to let Lonnie finish his comment as a point. No, I didn't recognize you, Lonnie, but I decided on the basis of what you said, and you're having said it would be quick, not to belabor.
But I'm trying to support what Casey's saying. Casey says, "Look, I have some grievances, some complaints. I just want you, Lonnie. I just want to feel that you, Lonnie, are hearing them and willing to work on them." Not that this is all about me. I certainly didn't want this call to be about me. I want the call to be about this network, but here we are again. Now, I'm happy to do that. What I'm saying, though, is I want the reciprocal commitment from this group to work on issues that are critical for me trying to do my job. And that, if we can get reciprocity, we can move forward. So I accept the spirit, happy to work with it, but there has to be some. Now, I heard someone say, we're the boss. That's what it says, be quiet, shut up. That's not an attitude that's going to work. So I think that doesn't help.
Okay, thank you. Jane. Jane? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. First of all, how late is this meeting scheduled to go? Are we?
It was actually scheduled for, I think, I have to go back and look, but I think it was like 1 hour and 40 minutes. Based on when it started, we've got about another 20 minutes left in it.
Okay, really, Casey said...
And those are just rough guesses.
Sure. Casey said a lot of what I wanted to say. I really appreciate how clearly she said it also. Might have to go back and listen to that and make some notes because you really did cover a lot there. I wanted to take a short minute here and mention, Lonnie, on your process issues, because I did make a copy of your report. I did receive it a few weeks ago, and I printed it out for myself. The concern about the meetings being too long, I agree. We need to have shorter meetings, and we need to think about what it's going to take to get that. I do not believe it's necessary to propose any resolutions such as what you have put in your report. And specifically, with regard to this committee, I think it's really extraordinary that we've had almost full attendance through the end of almost every one of these long meetings. So even with the recommendation that you put in this, we still would have had our long meetings because everybody seems to hold on to the very end. There's a very high degree of commitment. people are trying, you know, on a volunteer basis to do what's expected of us, I think. And I feel somewhat similar about your other general concerns at the beginning, but on your last 4 points that you put under other recommendations, I certainly think that the PMB should adopt these recommendations. I don't think it's necessary for this committee to recommend them because they do kind of go, I see the fiscal implications, and I appreciate the fact that you have enunciated this. That's my own opinion. But I think that if these last four are brought before the PMB, I would hope that they would adopt them. Well, I'm not sure about your recommendation number 3 about each committee of the board. That's kind of going outside of our committee or even your responsibility, dictating how the committee should work. It's a laudable statement, but I don't think it's necessary for us to express our views on that. And your recommendation 4, I do agree. This is board form a fundraising committee for the fiscal year. I think that's very much what boards should do. So those are my own opinions about what you have proposed.
I'd like to put myself on the stack because there's no one left. Lonnie, to me, goals for the year, for the national, you said it should only be national policy, but I do think this is the only committee in the network that deals with the organization of the national office. And I think some of our goals need to include things like, you know, how are we going to fund and develop the affiliates program? How and track that. How are we going to fund and develop technology expansion in the area of digital distribution? And how are we going to fund, what is the financial plan associated with any development of new national programming? So at the national level, I think the stations already have a high degree of oversight from the local station boards, and I could see your point about, I mean, I disagree with you on the issue of surpluses, but I see your point. That's an appropriate National Finance Committee question. What is the policy on the question of surpluses? My own feeling, by the way, there is we should be developing some reserve accounts. We should have a severance reserve. We should have capital reserves. We should have the solidarity fund that Mark talked about, and we should have a policy for accounting for those reserves and a policy for how a station pays into them such that it's not like infinite pay into it, but we agree that when it gets to a certain point, that's what it is, and you move on. So I'd like a much higher degree of specificity in our surplus and reserves policies, including accounts. And then, so that's our national level thing. And then at the, in terms of the national units, those things I just mentioned. To me, if we got to, you know, some portion of that during the course of the year, in addition to a better budget calendar and clearer reporting, we would have done great. So that's really what I'm thinking of in terms of goals and policies. What's your thought on those?
Oh, I don't think we did. I have to disagree. I don't think we'd have done great if we only had a calendar and quote unquote better reports. I don't think so.
No, I didn't say. I said if we did that stuff and had the calendar and better reports.
Yeah. Well, I think that the idea of dealing with some specific recommendations around the surpluses and reserves, I think we ought to have a network-wide pool of money that we can designate from. We do it for legal. We do it for other stuff that are crucial to the network. I think we need to look at a dollar pool for agreed-upon goals that we as a network ought to pursue. But, you know, Dave, you know, if you got some motions or ideas that we can ruminate over, let's bring them forward.
Well, I'm saying that we said this meeting is for goals.
Yeah, yeah.
I think those are goals.
I think that's great. I think we should have goals. Whatever we can put in the mix and get done, whatever timetable we can get it done, let's do it. We don't have to do it all now, but we do need to let the PNB know, in my view, what we think are critical goals to look at. So that would be my reaction. But let's reduce it, as you were implying, to some more detail and put it on the table. Let's do it.
Okay. Before you go there, I just want to say, in terms of the efficiency of meetings, And I actually may have to step off for a second, but in terms of efficiency of meetings, having a lot of proposals like this in writing before we start will help. Jane, can you take over the meeting? I have to go deal with something urgently.
Okay, this is Jane. I'll do my best. I don't think there was anybody else on the stack, so Lonnie, if you want to just jump in.
Yes. I'll just do a status report on how I'm feeling. You know, I hear your complaints and grievances. I'm just hoping you hear mine. I think that a good step, I think Dave's just, his last comments were, he had some specific suggestions. I'd love to see those. Let's move on it.
Let's pick one and do it.
Let's pick one and do it. You know, I agree. Is that you, Teresa?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Or two. Because...
Well...
Lonnie, can I comment?
Yeah.
In the cover page to the report that we adopted last week, there is a statement. It's the intention of NSC to focus its work in the immediate future on A, developing a proposed budget timeline with the possible inclusion of sanctions against the LSCs that fail to act in a timely fashion, and B, developing proposals for revised formats and streamlined production procedures for our financial statements. Now, nobody objected to that. There was I don't have the exact number, but there was a broad consensus for those two for the immediate future. And then what I just heard Dave mention kind of brought in some of the broader issues that you've mentioned. I don't know how we can.
Well, I think, let me just say, if we were to choose from all of these as which ones have priority, budget format would not be a high priority for me. But I'm willing to hear that it's priority for you folks, and I'm willing to work on it. But the surplus and policy around surplus is number one. Those are scarce resources, and I think that it's important to work on that one.
Well, why don't we do that then? Why don't we start with working on that? And I liked what Dave had to say about a solidarity fund. You know, somehow we can work out what's going to happen with the money that's in these funds.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I
guess that some people are afraid that it's just going to go into something that national takes away, and then there isn't any ownership from the stations. Let me just conjecture. I mean, I've done budgets before where I've run a facility, and the thought was if you don't spend all of the money, then you lose it. It goes away.
Okay.
So, you know, if the people are if our units are asked to create a 1 month extra every year, then what are you proposing?
Well,
where are you proposing that it goes?
Well, what I would propose, at least the way I've done it before at other organizations, is putting aside the procedural question of how you go about doing it, but saying that there is a reserve dollars that are available in the network, and the board has a sequestered fund. It wouldn't take them all, but it would say the board would have a policy that 20% of all reserve dollars each year where they vote of the board shall go into a, in for-profit world, they call it R&D, research and development. But on our side, it can be called a solidarity fund. It can be called anything. But those dollars then would be subject to the board deciding what other items are priority for the network that those dollars could be used for. It wouldn't rest at the national office. It would rest in a board, we call it board sequestered fund. They have set aside those dollars for board and require both the board to use those funds. What we in finance or anyone would do is proposed to the board how we think those funds can be best used to forward the network. That's one way to do it. And I don't know, if we were, for example, to have a big surplus year, let's just say, and that surplus dollar turned out to be $500,000, let's choose a number, then in this scenario, $100,000, whatever, would go into the board sequestered fund for solidarity, whatever the case might be, then where the other funds remained we could work out. But that would be one way of handling it. And then the board would decide how board-sequestered funds would be used. It could be used, let's just say, the board decided that programming is a priority. Then the board has some funds in which to...
Does the national office have to come up with an extra month's income also?
Well, we're talking in this case about funds over and above your 1 month or something like that.
So, right, but national office is raising funds too.
Yes, that's true. We're doing it for the same reason you are, to have enough operating capital for the 13th month. That's what we're... But I'm saying suppose we did come up with some capital over and above it, and I'm suggesting the board get into the act too. It would be subject to the same guidelines. Yeah, and then that way this network could build up under the board sequestered fund model.
Well, have you used that term sequestered fund before that I just missed it?
No, it's the first time I've used it. But that's a common usage in nonprofits, sequestered funds, board sequestered funds.
Okay, well, can you possibly put something in writing with a proposal as to what we do?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. I'd be happy to do it and say that's one thing we could, I send it out to you folks, and say that's one thing we could suggest.
Entertain.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that, you don't have to do all of it. You just have to say, board, we're thinking about this way of dealing with surplus dollars. We'll come back with a specific recommendation to you before the January board. And meantime, we go to detail on it.
Sorry, Madam Chair, I didn't mean to usurp your meeting.
I'm not hearing anybody else speak up at this moment.
So, you know, just using one item, say no more than three. I think it gets complicated when you try to do 10. But that would be on the policy level. What are the three crucial policies or two crucial? And then the same thing on process that we could operate ourselves internally. I'm hearing what your priorities are around process. I'm just hoping you hear mine, and we do the same thing. We try to work it out.
Well, this is Jane. I'd like to add that I do look forward to dealing with the more substantive issues. But setting priorities, et cetera, until we have statements that show us a comparison from last, you know, until these comparative statements are easy to produce, they're not a hassle to put together for us, and we can, you know, expect to see numbers in a certain place. Until we get to that point,
happy to collaborate.
Yeah, but I really do appreciate the more substantive issues that go beyond the statements. But this is, and it's not that we cannot move forward on the other things. This proposal is a good example.
Yeah, just for the record, though, when I first started the financial reporting process, it was very simple. And folks, we did a wholesale reformatting, new formats, new reports that we're, I think, in a year and a half, 2 years now. And so I don't like complicated reports. I like them simple. I've learned over the years they raise more questions, create more confusion. And I would love to come up with a simple format. And then figure out a way that the complicated and detailed information that people legitimately want can be done without it bogging the whole system down or making it difficult to produce.
Do you have any ideas?
Madam Chair, I have a proposal. In regard to this, the reports that we're discussing right now, what about a proposal that either you or Casey or someone work with Lonnie to come up with a resolution or to come up with
an agreement
that the Finance Committee, after you come up with it, can come to the Finance Committee, we can approve it and send a national.
I'm happy to do the format stuff if we can do it quickly. We don't have to do the work of all of the work, but we can start agree on certain kind of levels of principle and the direction we want to head and what.
But are you thinking that this needs to be flushed out between two or three people first and that before it comes to this? Are you saying you think this committee can do this right now?
I'm saying that I think we need to meet because we need specifics on what people want. And then I think the Finance Committee can handle it itself. I'm not suggesting that this go to the board.
Well, you have some clear ideas of what you think needs to be in it. Is there anyone here that would be willing to work with Lonnie on this?
Marnie has been and wants to.
All right.
Marnie, don't we have a committee?
Yeah, I mean, and just one thing if I'm not out of turn.
Whatever the formatics are, I do not believe that they have to get ratified and motioned and sent up to the PNB for approval.
Right, exactly.
I support that. We just need to work it out, come to reasonable people's agreement on what it should be, and then Lonnie implements it. And I do think that it requires using FRX a lot better. But anyway, that's part of the work group discussion.
Yeah, I agree, Mike. We have to take it at the PNB. I just want to agree on how the process will work, and we can get something that's workable for both of us. But in exchange, hostage at the bridge, I like this committee to be more active in dealing with, I think, are crucial at the end.
Is anyone else on the stack? I'd just like to say one other thing about formatics, if I could. I think there's a point where you can't just keep it simple. For instance, without having a balance sheet that compares other periods, it's useless. It's a lot of things like that. And I'll be the first to say, Lonnie, I love that things have gotten so much better in terms of the monthly P&Ls and the forecasting. Again, I don't believe the forecasting has to be done every bloody month. But nevertheless, I mean, you know, and the comparisons are there now, and that's a big help. The variance descriptions were tried for just a couple months. Now they've disappeared. I think they're important. Anyway, enough said.
You know, in that June report, by the way, Marnie, there is a comparison between June and the previous quarters. You just have to open up those columns.
In the balance sheet?
No, in the P&L. We're talking about the comparison, the quarterly report stuff.
Right, right. No, the P&L, all I will say at the moment is that we're missing variance explanations, significant variance explanations. The rest of it's there, and I know how to unhide columns. The one thing I will say is that the variance with the 04 audit is backwards, and every time I have to go in and change all the signs or else it means nothing to me. But no, the P&L worksheet that you send is pretty darn good. I'm specifically now trying to encourage us, as I just sent around to everybody about an hour ago, what a better balance sheet might look like when you start comparing it to other stuff.
I'm back.
Have that conversation and agree to do it. I'm happy to work with anyone that wants to get that work done.
Well, I would be happy for you to get this work done, somebody else other than me.
Dave, where we're at is that we talked a little bit more about the need to get into formatting issues, and Teresa suggested that perhaps several of our committee members might work with Lonnie, and I do think that we do have a standing committee that hasn't had a chance to...
You mean a work group?
A work group that hasn't
right.
had a chance to move forward yet. So maybe that's the way to go.
Well, Lonnie, what do you think about your relationship to the committee in developing these things? You said I'm willing to work with them. How does that dovetail with your issue about, you know, the procedural thing?
Well, that's part of the process proposal. I think I said I'm happy to work on those issues that have concerned the committee, but I want reciprocity, and the committee work with me on the issues that I need and want to do in my job as CFO, and not just do... have it be so one-sided.
Well, I guess I don't understand what you mean by reciprocity. How might the committee reciprocate if they were... I mean, I guess I feel like...
That committee, I'm talking about the NFC committee.
I understand, but I guess I feel like these are things are either things that should get done or shouldn't get done, and that's true of every item you'd want to look at. So when you're thinking of reciprocity...
Well, where you are not on the call, we did discuss of how to move forward the surplus issue. How to deal with it. We had a discussion that I thought was fruitful.
Well, so when you say reciprocity, is it that you would like support on your position on that? Because if I disagree with you...
No, just to take it up, to deal with it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, to deal with it seriously, to have a working group on it, to come out with a product.
Okay.
Can we just form these two working groups and then adjourn the meeting?
This is LaVarne. You may comment?
First of all, I'll recognize LaVarne in a second. Is there anyone else on the stack chain? And
no.
May I take the chair back? Or
yes.
There's no one else on the stack?
No, there's nobody else on the stack.
Go ahead, LaVarne, and I'll recognize
you,
Teresa, for your motion.
Again, you know, when we talk about meetings and how to make them useful, it gets back to whatever line I believe that you need to present, you need to send it out so we can look at it, go through it, and then it would take the meeting 30 minutes versus 2 hours. So, and as far as these working groups, you know, with farm working groups, I know we have someone in the minutes, I'm sure Casey has it, or we can all look at it and see what the working groups we currently have and just you know, start those over again and see if those attack the issues. And I believe it is. Because, you know, again, when we talk about meetings and wasting time, you know, we discussed, like, this whole thing, like, say we came to a conclusion on the surplus issue. We come to a conclusion in every meeting. But unless you have it written out and for us to look at it, review it, then we can finalize, everybody can sign off, and then we can take it to the, but the surplus issue we need to take to the PNB, because that involves station use of funds. But again, you know, we need to see, again, in writing, short, to the point, when we resolve an issue, put it in writing, send it out, so that we don't have to discuss it over again and reinvent it at every meeting. Thank you.
Teresa?
I'm going to have to...
Patty, also, if I could just make one statement.
Okay, well, Teresa had a motion. Teresa, do you mind if I recognize Patty first and then you make a motion?
Well, perhaps I was too abrupt, but I don't know what else. Is this the only thing on the agenda?
The only thing on the agenda. The only thing. If you don't have a motion, then I'll recognize Patty. Go ahead, Patty.
Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say in my previous statements that I used a poor choice of wording to describe the Article 5, Section 1, Part E of the duties of the board and the CFO, and I apologize for using words that probably have bad connotations, and what I'm trying to say is what and our duties are as board members and the people that are in the national office and their duties. And that's what I was trying to say in a very poor way. I apologize for my several words. Thank you.
You know, I would just like to say I think the best way to deal with this question of setting the goals, I recognize Lonnie's interest of getting it done by next week, but I don't think we can get there very effectively. I like the idea to do that of emailing each other a specific set of proposals and just try and go down the list on our next meeting and just say yay or nay to what we will include in the work plan. I just think, you know, for example, the things I raised about affiliates, technology, national programming, the surplus issue and reserves issue, accounting issues, let's put on the table what we think they are. Let's prioritize them, but I think it can't be done efficiently on a phone call, and we will, one of the problems, you know, the claim has been made we have too many and they're too long. I think we could make a lot more headway if we had biweekly meetings that we limited in length and did our homework. I think that would be a lot better idea. So I guess I want to propose that we set our next, that we move the agenda and agree that we will email to each other proposals for priorities, and we will consider those priorities that have been emailed to the group at the next meeting and take them up as a group. Yes, Teresa, that's my motion.
I'd maybe like to consider splitting the difference. We discussed, while you were off the phone, we discussed two things, and we discussed perhaps having a subcommittee or a work group work on it. And you're suggesting tackling like the whole list, and I can see a lot of email discussion, which I don't, for some things is not quite as effective. I suggest that maybe two or three people work with Lonnie on a subgroup to tackle one of the two issues that we discussed and see if something fruitful and concise can come out of that work group.
Okay, that's a substitute proposal. Discussion on that?
I have a comment. This is Jane.
Go ahead.
I know that with regard to the budget issues, I had suggested a month or so ago that it might be advantageous for the treasurers to join with the CFO and the financial staff in Berkeley to just work through this. I suggested that in 1 or 2 day meeting. This is my thought is.
No, I think she was. That was directed at somebody in the room with whoever.
Maybe a cat.
I don't think. I think it's. That sounds like the way you talk to a cat, not a committee member.
Okay. In any case, I know I see quite a lot of work, and I thought that in person would be better for this, but not a lot of people. I mean, I thought that all the treasurers seemed to be making, you know, very very good and different input, and that was why I suggested that. I know I would have an extremely hard time doing it any way other than in person, but it's just a thought.
Okay, we have Teresa's proposal before us, but Lonnie, could I get a reaction to your thought about doing an in-person meeting and just nailing this all at once?
I mean, we're not the only ones impacted, and I worry about the costs. And then I think that the business managers are a different group. And I wouldn't want to just lump them in without deliberations. I certainly wouldn't want to go to them without us having dealt with some of the pre-issues like formatics and like surplus, because you're going to have to explain to these folks how they're dealing with how this stuff will actually be integrated into an accounting system. And that's a very level of detail we aren't ready to go to, because we don't have answers to questions they will have. I like Teresa's idea of not trying to deal as committee the whole with everything. That doesn't work for this committee. It certainly doesn't work for me. It's too long, and we don't get much done, in my view. So I think that a couple of working groups, one on formatics and one on how to deal with a surplus issue. There's two working groups, and then let those folks have at it. That doesn't mean we won't do other things in terms of people having suggestions. I have put my suggestions in writing, by the way. They are there. Around what I think we need to do. And then we come back with at least two issues ready to address, formatics and the surplus issue. Those two we absolutely can probably deal with in a 2 or 3 hour meeting, but at least prioritize those and have the work groups come back with some work actually having gotten done on it rather than from scratch in a committee of the whole. So that would be my view.
I need to ask a question because when you say the surplus issue, I suspect to you and to me it's a very different thing. I don't agree with having a generalized policy on surpluses of the sort you've outlined. I believe in the idea of having specific plans for reserve accounts for specific purposes.
And that's the intent, Dave.
That would get thrashed out in the working group.
Yeah, that's the intent. We took off from your last suggestion before you left the call.
Okay. Okay.
And what was the new term you brought up, Lonnie, that I had not...
Formatics.
Sequence funds for the board. What we were talking about was how do you handle surplus funds that may appear in the network? I won't go over it again, but what some organizations do is the board identifies and say that 20% of sequesters, so 20% of surplus funds over and above operating need would go into a sequestered fund for the board to use and identify around strategic goals that the board might have for programming, for digitization, for whatever. And then the board makes a decision on the use of those funds, not the national office, and that the goals be identified that those funds can be used against. That's how some organizations do it. And for-profit, they call it R&D, research and development. They put 5% of their entire revenue many times into R&D. We don't have that, but the equivalent in a nonprofit is sequestered funds. Anyway, that's the idea.
Did that answer your question, Teresa?
It raises a question from Marnie. Just
okay, let me get clear with Teresa whether that answered her question, and then I'll go to you, Marnie. Teresa?
Yep, that kind of answered. That's a solution. I'm proposing that as a solution.
Okay.
At least one of our issues.
Okay, Marnie.
Lonnie, does that mean that the money would physically get moved from the station bank accounts to the national bank account? I have no problem with that. I just think that that's the bottom line that would have to inform that discussion.
Yes, when you have that discussion, you'd have to say, okay, where are these funds going to be located, who has access, and how will they be accessed? But normally, they would appear in the accounts. I've seen it appear in the accounts as a balance sheet item, but where the board makes a decision to expend those funds, they hit the P&L.
Mr. Chair, I think this would be what was just discussed by that work group and proposed back to us.
Yeah, that's we would go through it. You mentioned a reserve for lots of things, severance and whatnot, Dave. I'm saying, great, let's move on it. Have the work group come back with some concrete.
Okay, so Teresa's motion is to request that the work groups deal with, and I think as modified by Lonnie, we're talking about a work group dealing with surplus policy, and that would include, I imagine, both the policies on it and the procedures for how they're accounted.
Yes.
And then the other group is the accounting, or what you called, I think, formatics group. We also still have this issue of budget calendar.
I let me just say off the top of my head that I did look at Marnie's calendar. I think with any quick modification, it's easily adaptable. And the hesitation on my part is I've started talking to these GMs. They don't want to, it's hard to talk to them there and drive about the calendar. Some of them feel like they have to check with the LSB,
Well, I think we should have a working group on that. I really would like to add that to the list of
calendar.
Workers. Yeah. How do you feel about that, folks? I think it's our most urgent thing because I think really it needs to start within a couple of months if we're serious about it.
Yeah, I think we need to make it a priority project too.
Well, I think this is three committees or three work groups, and Lonnie has to be on every one of them. Possibly, right?
Yeah, I would.
Unless somebody wants to take the initiative and say, "Hey, I think I can handle it," and then present it to Lonnie and sit. Yeah, I don't know. I hate for us to go off on a tangent and not have someone to pull us back, because then if he says that is just totally unworkable, then we feel rotten and we feel like betrayed. So,
well, and it's worse than that, because if he has to go to three working group meetings and these committee meetings, and the committee processes those, we're dealing with a situation of a lot of meetings and a lot of time.
Right.
Well, I would think that with the budget calendar, we could try to put something together and just send, I mean, I wouldn't have to attend the meeting. He just put it together, send it to Lonnie, and then he gives us his feedback as to why it doesn't work. I mean, I don't know if we need to spend.
Well, Lonnie,
that's
you
a
have
sort of pessimistic
weigh in
view.
On that one.
Doesn't Lonnie already
have that? Hang on, Teresa.
Sorry.
What did you say, Marnie?
I'd like to weigh in on what Baruti just said whenever my time is right.
Why don't you go ahead now?
Baruti, what I heard Lonnie just say is that he was kind of okay with the timeline that I sent last week, and that he wanted to check with the GMs next. So unless someone feels, and I mean, I have no ownership in that, unless someone feels that what I sent was terrible, apparently it sounds okay as a starting point for Lonnie. Sounds like Lonnie has taken that on himself. Sounds good to me. I don't quite
know
if you need a committee for a work group on that one at the moment, unless somebody else knows something that is over my head.
Well, I'd like to comment on that. I haven't looked at what you said. My one issue in the whole process in terms of timing is that I think the process should start with the LSB sitting down with the GM and having a discussion of their mutual priorities for the station, so that when the GM goes and constructs the budget, working with management as they, will choose to do, that in that process already incorporated is input from the board about what the board would like to see in it. So that you don't
say, let's have that discussion when we got a concrete.
Well, I understand. So it's the reason I bring up the substantive point is for processing the budget calendar. For me, that's. If we're going to process the budget calendar, the ideas of the committee should be incorporated into it. And so the question is, I think we could dispense with it with a single meeting, and it could be a meeting of this committee as a whole, and we would need a work group, and I think it could take 15 minutes, and then after you've heard that, then you've had our input and can go forward and bring us back the recommendation.
Well, that puts us back to square one. Are we going to have a product to review? Which I'm suggesting that we do with input from the GM, and that we deal with it at that point once we know that people can commit to roughly those dates. And then if we need to do amendments or substitutes, let's deal with it then.
Okay, that's fine as long as it's clear that we're going to be dealing with that as a process. Okay.
Can I just ask one quick question on that point?
Go ahead. When
do you think, Lonnie, you could get back to us with that first draft?
These people don't want to talk to you about a calendar when they're in drive. So I need 2 weeks, and it depends on when a lot of these questions get answered with when is our next finance committee meeting. So why don't we schedule that?
And can I ask a follow-up question?
Go ahead.
Lonnie, when you going to be looking at what Marnie's written and maybe do some edits to it.
Yeah, because some of them are policy issues rather than calendar issues.
Right. But I just want to throw in my two cents that we definitely shouldn't be voting on, the LSB should not be voting in the month of August. It's a terrible time to be, we need to be voting in July.
I think that calendar does relate somewhat to that issue, so
okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to throw that in.
I'd like to ask that anybody who has proposals, competing proposals, or any suggestions, just forward them to Lonnie and the committee so we can see it, so he'll at least be aware of that input when he talks to the managers. Is that all right? And then we can deal with Teresa's motion, which is two work groups.
Yeah, we could do that.
So we eliminate the one work group and leave it to Lonnie?
I got it. I'm shopping it around.
Yeah. So now, but we talked about two work groups. One is the accounting standards / formatics, and the other is the surplus reserve policies. So that's Teresa's motion. Is there any objection to agreeing to that?
I just have a question. As far as the accounting formatics, does that also include the budget format, or is that separate?
My understanding was it was the budget format.
It was.
But not limited to it, because there may be a couple other formatting.
But we're going to do what's feasible, doable, and work.
My understanding was it was just statements. Okay, got it.
Chair, do we have another item on the agenda, by the way?
No, I'm trying to bring this turkey in for a landing.
All right, let's land.
So is there any objection to these two working groups?
No objection, as long as we come up with people.
I think we should populate them on the email list because not everybody is here. So I'll say.
Can we have people express their interest right now? So we have
fine.
Some idea.
Can we? So let's call them accounting standards and surplus reserves. So who would like to? Casey, can you call the roll and everybody can say which ones they'd like to be on?
Oh, okay. How about a convener?
Well, we'll do that once we've heard who wants to be on it. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Jane?
Which one, Jane?
The accounting standard. Accounting.
Yes.
Okay. Baruti?
Surplus reserve.
Patty? I'll come back. Teresa?
Frankly, I don't know what I have to contribute. As I said, in order to succeed in accounting, I had to date the teacher. Let's just hold off on that. If you really want me on one of these committees, just give me a call, okay?
Okay, Dave?
Or if anyone needs a date, I guess. I'd like to be on surplus reserves.
Marnie?
Both.
Okay. And Laverne?
I'm here. You know, when we get started, just call me. I'm sure I'll try to do both, but whoever convenes, just, call me.
Okay, I'm going back to you, Patty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. I'm busy with the inspections of the foundation. I'm not.
Okay.
Okay. Is that it?
Okay,
and we'll email the rest of the committee members. Now, as to conveners, Lonnie, do you want to convene, or shall other people convene? I think it might be easier if we have a committee member convening.
It would show more initiative on the part of the board.
Lonnie, do you have any objection to having other committee members convene these?
No.
Because they consult you for timing?
As long as I can fit it in that calendar, I'm happy.
Okay. Who is willing to volunteer to convene their respective committee?
Marnie will volunteer for the formatics one, and since Jane's the only out-of-town person, I'm going to suggest that it'll be, when we get around to it, it'll be Lonnie, Laverne, and me in his office with Jane on the phone.
Okay.
I might fly out to Berkeley.
Who will convene the surplus reserves?
I'll do it.
Okay, thank you. Casey, I didn't hear you. Which one you will volunteer for?
I'd like to do surplus and reserves as well.
Okay.
Can we just do the committee members one more time? I've got Baruti, you, Dave, Marnie, and perhaps LaVarne on, and Casey on surplus reserve.
Right.
All right.
Okay, and we'll Casey, will you email to the list and ask for other joiners? And
yes.
I would like to just reaffirm that our policy in the past has been anybody on the committee can attend those working group meetings, and the working group meeting should be noticed to the full list, so we're all aware.
Good reminder. Thanks.
Okay. All right, so that's at least a step forward, and with that, we need to schedule our next meeting.
Well, next week we're in out of town.
Yeah, and the week after that we're recovering.
Yeah, right, exactly. The week of the 7th of November, say the 10th.
Hang on a second. So the, that would be that, and that.
10th, I think I'm in jury duty. Right on there.
November 3rd, 10th.
Jury duty? You're not allowed to go to jury duty.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling the judge.
I have an appointment at 7 p.m. that time, Central, but don't hold the meeting for me.
Do we want to do it on the 17th then? Any later and we're into Thanksgiving.
17th is good for me. I'd love to do it, and if that works for everybody else.
Okay, and I assume that we will have working group meetings happening before that, so it's not like nothing's going on. All right, is there any objection to doing the 17th?
Same time.
Same bat time.
This is 3 o'clock Pacific?
3 o'clock Pacific, correct. And I'm going to, if we get agreement, I'm going to schedule it right now.
Well, we're making it 4 o'clock at least, make it better for Casey?
Well, as long as I know this far in advance, I can schedule around it. It's just when we do it a week ahead. So I'm okay. Thank you, though.
That's very generous of you, Casey.
Okay, so hearing no objection, I'm going to go ahead and post the meeting. Can you announce the meeting? I'm posting it on the kpftx.org calendar right now. Okay, finance. Okay, is there any objection to that?
Move to adjourn, Mr. Chair.
Okay, any objection to adjourning? We'll see y'all real soon. Take care.
Good meeting. Thank you all.